Morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, my name is Sam. I work with Print and Plan as part of the sales team and part of the promotional product kind of association there, whatever it is you want to call it. We help companies and businesses get products like some of the stuff that you see here, shot glasses, glasses, water bottles, you name it, all kinds of stuff. Cool. Yeah, that's what I do.
And you do something else. Last time I bumped into you, you have a bit of a side project or a main project? I don't know how you want to...
I'm also an electronic music producer and a DJ, so that's also another thing I do. I go by Ram Jam Sam, and okay. that's what I'm known as. Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, I've been making music for, 12 years now. Just producing music on the computers, doing stuff like that, little beeps and bops.
Nice.
You know, all the fun stuff. And
where did your love of music come from?
You know, it mostly came from, I moved to Canada from California, so I came here, it was a big culture shock, and being indoors in the cold, and I was just like, you know, back in those days, you had to search for music in weird ways. So when I would find music, I would always get interested in wanting to learn how to make it, so on and so forth, and then kind of just taught myself to do so.
That's so interesting. You know? So California, did you come straight to Edmonton?
Yeah. Yep.
What month was it when you came up here?
It was like January. Yeah, it was not a good time of year for an American boy to come up here, and I was only like 12 years old, so it was kind of weird going from the beach to the snow. That sucked.
Yeah. Had you had any experience with the snow prior to?
Maybe once. I went to like Lake Tahoe, which is just like a mountain in California and / Nevada.
Yeah.
And it got snowy there, but nothing like what it is up here.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So then when you came to the snow as a 12-year-old, like, I have to assume, okay, you're doing some form of sport activity. You weren't just going to become stagnant in the house. What did you gravitate to when you got to
Canada? It was basketball. I liked basketball a lot, but that was like, you know, in California, we'd always do outdoor basketball.
Right.
Coming here, I had to go into gyms, YMCAs and things like that
right.
to play until it was summertime.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was like all year round in California, we could just play outdoors.
You know?
Yeah.
Neat. So have you had an opportunity to spend any more time in California as you've grown up?
No, not really. You know, life's kind of... And just like taking over my own life, work and stuff like that.
You just fell in love with Canada. This
fell
is
in
like
love with
a
Canada.
There you go.
Just pretend to like hockey a little bit.
Yeah. We all do. It's one of those things like growing up here, I have no choice but to watch hockey.
Oh, yeah.
You have to watch it, and so you get into it. That being said, is it my favorite sport? It's definitely not my favorite sport. But as a Canadian, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch hockey every once in a while.
Support.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Especially like this last little playoff run that the Oilers went. You're just like, you got to be patriotic about that a little bit, you know?
Yep.
So in regards to the music that you make, though, I want to get back to that. What is your genre of music that you create?
So it's pretty like rounded. I mostly focus on like funky retro breakbeats. So stuff like that's really inspired by like old video games and old funk music.
Okay.
And kind of just merge those two realms together, and that's kind of what I do.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So I was just watching a interview on Drink Champs with Warren G.
Oh yeah.
And so Funkified, like the whole G-Funk era. So is that when you say funky, are you going with those California kind
of
lowrider things?
Some of it can be a little bit more fast paced in my realm.
Okay.
It's kind of in the same like tempo as what you would find in house music and things like that.
Okay.
So it's a bit more dancey, whereas what you're describing is a bit more like laid back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I like, my favorite thing about talking about music is how people like try to explain it. Because some, like, sometimes beep, boop, boop, or oh, I like that, wah, wah, wah. Like,
yeah.
It's just,
yeah, mine's right in the middle of both of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool, man.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference between a producer and a DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Where are you falling?
Well, I'm right in both realms. I produce, I also DJ.
Yeah.
I've DJed a lot of big festivals around Alberta and BC.
Okay.
I've been producing since I was just a teenager. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing both. I play my productions in my DJ sets.
Nice.
And I also play songs that are by other artists that are not my productions. So, right. Yeah, best of both worlds, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. It makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I wasn't always like that. I started off as just DJing. And then when I started producing, well, like, I've been producing, but then one day I was like, I should start playing my productions in my sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you've obviously been doing it for a long time. How have people ended up finding you in, like, because it's a lot of music out there.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about electronics, you're talking about beeps and boops.
Hey.
There's no lyrics there in most cases.
Yeah. I try to add lyrics. Okay. I do a lot of remixes of things that people are familiar with.
Okay.
The cool thing about the ravers is they're always trying to get out there. So, like, if you're gonna just make music and do it, people will find you. They're just gonna find you. Now, I am on the internet. You could easily just Google Ram Jam Sam and you'll find tons of profiles of mine and stuff like that. Spotify, Apple Music, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm findable. I'm easily discoverable. But yeah, when it comes to, like, the shows and the local community, they're very supportive around here.
Yeah, that's
especially
awesome.
In Edmonton.
Yeah, no yeah. doubt. That's very cool. Now, how did you find yourself collaborating with these guys?
Well, it kind of goes back. There's a few stories there. But really, I've known Marcus for a long time, and we've just kind of, he's part of the music scene as well. He does his own thing called From Scratch, mm-hmm. which he's big into, and I've kind of known him through that as well, through this shop, just from old projects. And then when he had an opportunity for me, I kind of jumped on it.
Yeah, very cool. And so some of this stuff that you guys make and produce, have you incorporated that into your DJ world at all?
You know, there have been a few projects that have come out. Now, I'm also a designer, graphic designer.
Okay.
So I do logos and stuff like that for some people. Sometimes I do, like, some artwork and things as such.
Yeah.
So some of that has come through here. Just recently, I did a project for a Indigenous rapper called Pursue.
Okay.
And, it was just like a one-stop shop where I made the graphics for him, created his art, and then next thing you know, we printed tracksuits with his logo and stuff. So yeah, it kind of does that. Now, when it comes to my music, I guess I make stickers. So, like, I got stickers with my logo
boy.
And stuff.
Nice.
Here, I'll give you one of these.
Yes, please. I love stickers. Yeah. I know exactly where I'm going to put this.
Heck yeah.
Sweet. I'm going to take a few from you before we leave. I hand these out at raves to people.
Yeah.
So, like, you just hand them out. I put them on my own stuff. My kid's going to be jacked about this. I have a suitcase that I'm stickering up right now.
That's sweet.
Thank you for the stickers.
Hey, my pleasure.
But listen, my dude, these are shorter episodes because we're on the road. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Ram Jam Sam, just Google it, find it anywhere. My designs is SE Designs, otherwise known as Sam Ead Designs. My name is Sam Ead. It's been a pleasure.
Here we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go, man. Great job.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.